Well, good morning. Thank you for coming over. So that means, I mean, aside from the presenters, you are greatly interested in the topics that are going to be presented today. This is quite a walk, no, from upstairs. Private sector mobilization for family health phase 2 is a 5-year project funded by USAID Philippines. I will be presenting to you our experiences in building public-private partnerships in the province of Cavite. Now, Cavite is one of the 36 provinces that are supported by the project since 2004. Now, so my name is Carmelita Canila. I'm the Service Delivery Unit Technical Advisor. I am speaking before you on behalf of three other co-authors. One of my co-authors is Dr. Glenn Paraso. He's here. He is our senior area manager for the entire Luzon operations. There are two more who cannot be here today in Boston. Dr. Liza Capopos, who is our partner from the Provincial Health Office of Cavite, and another colleague from PRISM 2, Ruby Amores, who was our local market area manager during the time that this was the data that were gathered. And all of us four have nothing to disclose. Okay, Philippines. In the Philippines, among the 8 MDGs, the least likely that we will achieve is the MDG for maternal health. So this picture is taken while pregnant women attended one of our sessions, Buntis Congress. I mean, Buntis means in Tagalog, pregnant. So this is a congress for pregnant women. We usually do our health education classes, our behavioral change communication sessions together with them. So among the 8, the least likely that we will achieve is actually the MDG for maternal health by 2015, precisely because the rate of increase of the contraceptive prevalence rate is also very slow. Our CPR in 2011 was 36.9%. This is just 3% up from 2008. No? In 2008, the CPR was 34%. No? The maternal death ratio also increased from 162 in 2006 to 221 per 100,000 live birth in 2011. The goal is to bring to around 59 per 100,000 live birth. So you see the major gap that still we have to really, you know, this is aggravated by the disjointed local health system brought by the devolution of services, including health services and governance in 1991. So, the Philippine population grew at a rate of annual rate of 1.9%, and we had a 44.4% adolescent fertility rate per 1,000 women aged 14 to 19 years old. This even increased to around 48, the adolescent fertility rate increased to 48 in 2011. This makes us the highest country in East Asia, the highest in terms of adolescent fertility rate. No. So let's focus now our case study in Cavite. Similar to the entire country, Cavite also has a slow rate of progress in attaining the MDG for maternal health. Cavite, despite the fact that Cavite is one of the richest provinces in the country because of the several economic zones, that province hosts several economic zones for multinational and local industries. No? The CPR of Cavite used to be let me go to this slide. The largest population, it has the largest population in the country with 3.09. The growth rate is 4.6% per year, with a very high unmet need for family planning. The CPR was around 27.91 in 2008. This even decreased again in 2010. Unfortunately, managing abortion is also one of the top 10 causes for admission at the provincial hospital, even to this day. Okay. A quarter of the deliveries in Cavite's are handled by unskilled birth attendants. I mean, despite the province being a rich province, the deliveries are still handled by unskilled birth attendants. Now, from 2004 to 2009, USAID Philippines implemented the project Private Sector Mobilization for Family Health Phase 1 through Chemonix International. The project actually worked together with the Department of Health and the Department of Labor and Employment. We supported the workplace programs. We installed the family health programs in around 500 workplaces. And there were organizations of workplaces that were providing family health services to employees and the families of these employees. We actually trained more than 2,000 volunteer employees as peer educators. And consequently, there was a perceived improvement in terms of better quality family health services that were available to the employees and their families, no? Through referrals or in-house provision of health services within these workplaces. Now, sometime in 2008, the Provincial Health Office of Cavite started to expand its stewardship role. It used to manage only the public health sector. But with PRISM 1 support, it began to mobilize private health service providers, including the midwives and hospitals, to provide services to workplaces. This also included the municipal health officers helping together with the provincial health office to engage with the private sector, including workplaces, no? To provide family planning and maternal health services. Now, the province also established a multi-sectoral coordinating council on family health. This is via the local policy, the executive order that was signed by the governor. This is a landmark policy, actually, which provided a community mechanism whereby both the workplaces, the private sector, and the private midwives cooperated together with the public sector, the public health offices, you know, of the province and the municipalities in Cavite. The council is composed of government agencies, both the national representatives and the local or the district health agencies, as well as private business establishments and professional associations like associations of midwives and public and private healthcare providers. So this is a landmark decision that actually opened the opportunities for the second phase of PRISM. Now, fast forward to PRISM 2. This is the phase 2 which USAID continued to support in the Philippines. So in Cavite, we started 2009 until we are actually ending, the project is ending next year by October 2014. The goal of PRISM 2 is a huge departure from PRISM 1. In PRISM 1, the strategy was to install health programs in workplaces. But in PRISM 2, the goal is to assist the national and local government units in mobilizing the private sector to assist the government in providing maternal and child health services. Now, the project has three objectives, actually, to improve the demand generation in the private sector, to improve the provision of services, products, and information in the private sector on family planning and maternal and child services, as well as to improve the policy and financing environment in order for the public-private partnership to be sustained across time. Now, the project build the capacity of the, you will see there in, on your right-hand corner, PRISM 2 facilitated the training of private midwives, the private distribution outlets for commodities, family planning commodities. We also trained private hospitals for delivering maternal services and family planning, broad range of family planning methods. We facilitated in integrating this private sector into the different tiers of the public delivery system. For example, private midwives were integrated into the primary level of care. The hospitals were integrated into the second tier or the third tier of the local health system. And likewise, the project also widened establishing the public-private partnership where the different professional organizations and in the industries were also accommodated. This is in the hope of improving health outcomes, like improving the CPR, improving the maternal mortality ratio, and of course improving as well the infant mortality ratio. So the key strategy number one is to instead of installing family health programs in individual workplaces, is to actually improve the availability and access to evidence-based information on family planning. This is actually an intervention that we decided to do because based on the National Demographic Health Survey, the number two barrier why women do not access family planning services is because of fear of side effects. It's still the misconception of the side effects to family planning methods. So we consciously devised the tools to improve the evidence-based information provision, and we also intervened along increasing availability of family planning commodities and other maternal health products, and of course improving safe, equitable family planning service provision. Largely because for the last several decades, the government has actually did not undertake proactive training of its health workforce on family planning. So PRISM 2 organized efforts to improve the provision of family planning across networks, not just workplaces, but the network of workplaces together with the public and private providers. We also established cooperative programs together with the local government units from municipality to district level, cities, and the entire province of Cavite. We also organized the extension of service provision, not just in workplaces, but in the community surrounding workplaces, because you can imagine the women or their husbands who are working in workplaces would also come home. So we need to extend our service provision into the surrounding environments of these workplaces. So there was also a need to establish a system for private-public partnerships to mobilize resources, exchange resources to improve the service provision. And this is now the building block of the PRISM 2 approach is actually empowering the LGUs or the local government units to manage the different aspects of the public-private partnerships to improve maternal health. So for the increasing demand generation and client utilization of services, PRISM 2 developed several tools on behavioral change communication. We call it USAPAN, that's the local language for discussion. It's a guided discussion. It's a communication tool that will provide correct information to women. It's a guided discussion that will enable the women to decide immediately whether to use family planning, whether to consult service providers for their antenatal care, whether to deliver in a facility-based or at home. So that's a guided discussion that will empower the women to decide immediately. We also enable the LGUs to identify women and families with unmet need. So there are several tools that we guided or facilitated the stewards or the LGUs. For example, the use of community-based management information system and the health use plans. No. So for example, if the stewards have already identified who among the families in the communities need certain family planning methods, then they are guided now into the guided discussion, the usapan. So it's a step-by-step process. And we also facilitated the training. This is a training for BTL, the bilateral tubal ligation. This is, we also guided the LGUs regarding establishment of quality standards of care And of course, the public-private service delivery network, the establishment of this network. We trained the midwives on the family planning broad range and the different aspects of long-acting and permanent method and hospital-based or facility-based deliveries. So the provincial health office actually managed and co-financed this training. Now, we also assisted the private midwives get accredited by the Philippine Health Insurance. Getting accredited means that their services are at par, are high standards. No? And the poor women can access this accredited midwives so that they too can enjoy the full benefits of the National Health Insurance System. And there was also establishment, we facilitated the establishment of the public-private referral system so that there was an increasing availability of the different services and products. No? Therefore, the workplaces, the public sector, the private sector contributed to the availability of the products as well. Now, this ensured continuity of care from household to workplace to facilities. No? The provincial health office also organized a reporting system that is inclusive of the private sector. That there was a reporting agreement from the private sector and the local government unit. This helped the government stewards determine the situation and act on it and become more responsive. So the provincial health office engaged the different providers on planning so that this is properly budgeted throughout the year by the local government units. So it includes, the planning includes training, building the health referral network, building the advocacy and policy development across the different areas within Cavite. So this is now the result. This is the number, this graph shows the number of clients served by the private health sector. It means that there has been an increasing number of women who were provided the counseling, who were provided the antenatal care, who actually delivered in facilities instead of delivering at home. And now we gained support from both public and private because the public partners thought that it is also wise not to mobilize the private sector for efficiency purposes. We need the public sector needs the technical resources, the financial resources from the private sector, and the private sector actually got a training from the public sector. So this is the actual fund that was leveraged from the public sector, which was zero way back in 2010. So the workplaces were also the way to reach out more families and starting from family health programs, family planning, and later on they can install TB programs as well in workplaces. And the private sector also, this is their way of contributing to the government's agenda on socioeconomic development. And the private sector also would like to contribute to the MDG attainment, while, of course, they have their business interests in family planning service provision. And now we have foremost of our lessons, no, among the different lessons that we have learned so far, is that we have developed several tools that will be utilized by the government, the national government as well, and different local government units to improve the maternal health. No? And we have the public-private partnership that was established is actually resulted in equitable distribution of family planning and maternal child health information products and service availability. And of course, the government-led stewardship in developing and overseeing PPP resulted in increased financial leverage for maternal health and child health. And I think this is my last slide. Of course, we would like to thank Chemonix International, represented here by Liz, and based in Washington, and definitely USAID Philippines for the technical and financial support. Thank you.